Culture 5.
Freedom Riders. After the Second World War, African Americans who had served their country were not willing to return to a segregated society where they would not be allowed to make use of the same public services, educational facilities, and transport as white Americans. America was aware that change was necessary, but for many citizens, both black and white, it wasn't changing fast enough, especially in the South. In 1960, the Supreme Court had ruled that African Americans had the right to use the same facilities as white people when travelling across the country. However, black people still faced hostility and racism in the South. At coach and rail stations in states such as Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, black travellers found signs in waiting rooms and restaurants that said, "Whites only." These signs openly broke the laws of the country. But President Kennedy's government was more worried about the nuclear threat from the USSR than domestic issues. As a result, a civil rights organisation called the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, decided that if they couldn't count on the government to enforce the law, they would force the country to sit up and notice the unconstitutional behaviour of the southern states. 13 people, black and white, were chosen to travel on two coaches from Washington, D.C. to New Orleans in Louisiana in the Deep South. The objective was to see what would happen when the African Americans attempted to exercise their rights in the southern states. However, not everybody in the civil rights movement thought the trip was a good idea. Neither Martin Luther King nor other prominent leaders thought that the Freedom Riders, as they became known, would arrive safely at their destination, and told them to call it off. Despite these warnings, on the 4th of May 1961, the 13 volunteers boarded two coaches with three journalists and set off on a trip that would become front-page news around the world.